Isn't that our free will is infinite, but the facility to fulfill that free will is finite. Like even now we desire to fly in the sky, we desire to do many things. So, is it we just physically can't do it? So now, when we talk about free will being infinite, or free will being finite, you know, we have to understand what it is that we are talking about. Is free will same as a desire? See, our desires can be infinite. We can have so many desires, inexhaustible desires we can have. But free will and desire are two different things. They can be related. We use the free will to fulfill our desires. So, see, the soul is here. The soul has free will, by which the soul can choose. Okay, I want this, I want that. And now, around the soul, there is the mind, and around the soul, there is the world. So the desire that we get presently, they either come from the world through our perception, or they can come from the mind through our recollection. Oh, I did that, I want to do it again. So the desires can come from either ways. So the free will of the soul is to choose the desire. Now, just having a wide variety of desires coming from our circumstances, that does not necessarily mean that the free will itself has expanded. Just like, say, in the past there was one TV channel. Now there will be 500 TV channels. Now the person who is watching the TV is one. The person has 24 hours in a day or whatever it is. So it's just the options are expanded. So just as the TV may offer many channels which are like options for watching. So like that, for the soul, there are many options that are presented. So now, our free will is simply our capacity to choose an option. Just the increase in the number of options, even if that is increased up to infinity, that does not necessarily mean that our capacity to choose has become infinite. It is the options provided before us are infinite. If we consider, even in the pure liberated state, the soul is always finite. So the soul may desire that I want to get 10 places. If Krishna wants, Krishna can expand the soul. But normally, the soul is one place. And the gopis, the Krishna could arrange that they can expand and they can go with Krishna to the forest. But Krishna doesn't do that. The gopis, when Krishna is in the forest, they experience separation from him. And that is also, there's joy in that. So the soul, by nature, is limited. And therefore, we often say that the soul's free will is also limited. So, the free will is a resource that we have. And we can choose it in whatever way we want. But because we are finite, so our free will also is finite. But just as in the material world, there can be a large number of options that are presented by which we can choose some option. And it may appear that so much freedom I have. But it is not always freedom. It can become a burden also. Because if there is too many options to choose from, we spend so much time in choosing an option. So for us as souls in the spiritual world, also we have free will. But the devotees, they want to practically use their free will to serve Krishna. So there are desire fulfilling things, there are kalpata rules. But when Yashoda Mai wants to cook something for Krishna, she doesn't tell a kalpata rule, you know. Just now provide some sandesh, I will give sandesh to Krishna. She herself cooks for Krishna. Radharani herself cooks for Krishna. Why? Because in the doing, there is the reciprocation of love. So that's why the free will of the soul to choose, the options can be increased in the material world by Maya, the options can be increased in the spiritual world by Krishna. Krishna can arrange for a devotee to have extraordinary powers also. But the free soul is finite, and correspondingly, as I said, the soul's free will is also finite. Answer your question?